I'm going to give you a third thing I want you to do. I want you to practice a random round of fifths. In order to make sure that you really are confident on your spellings and on your singings, you need to practice this random round. And the way that works is this. If you have a piano, or whatever instrument you've got, just reach out and play any note. I'm going to reach out. I'm not looking. And I play an A flat. Now, I'm going to test myself and see if I know how to spell that up and down. Well, up from A flat, a perfect fifth, is E flat. And down from A flat, a perfect fifth, is D flat. So now I'm testing to make sure I can do that. Now I'm going to see if I can sing them. From A flat to E flat is A flat, E flat. And then down is A flat, D flat. You have to see if you can sing them both ways. Because see, on the test, I'm not going to do this in any order. I'm going to give you tones at random. So you have to see if you are able to spell them and sing them at random. It's one thing to sing in a grand round of fifths because everything is going up. This is easy. You just go up and then you go back down. But you have to make sure that you can do it randomly. Pick out any one tone and see if you can spell it at random and then sing it up and down a perfect fifth. Another thing you can do is make yourself up some cards. And on these cards, put all the spellings that you will need on there. You'll need to spell C, D, E, F, G, A, B, one card for each of those tones, and then you'll need C sharp, D sharp, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp. Spell all the black notes as sharps, and then spell all the black notes as flats. D flat, E flat, G flat, A flat, B flat. Now you've got all those cards in there. It ends up to be 7 plus 10 is 17 different cards. Then you mix them all up and pick one out, and that will be like your test. If it says G on it, then see if you can spell up and down from the G, and see if you can sing up and down from that G. Give yourself the G, and then see if you can sing it. Because this is the way I'm going to test you. It's not going to be any surprise. I'm telling you right in advance how the test is going to work. Practice slowly when you're beginning. You don't need to rush through the whole thing. Take your time, learn your enharmonic spellings, learn how all the spellings and all the sounds go. Just take it very easily. Tomorrow, when you come, you won't listen to a tape. Instead, you're going to practice this grand round and all these other things for about 20 to 30 minutes. Remember, you're practicing your grand round, your sound round, where you say the perfect fifth and then sing la 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 la, and then you're going to practice random rounds to see if you can spell and sing. So tomorrow, 20 or 30 minutes like that, if you feel comfortable. On the next day, then you would start lesson number 3. If you don't feel comfortable, then the following day, just take another 20 or 30 minutes and continue practicing your perfect fifths.